Thank you for
Any
your
comments
answer.
or question?
Request our devotees if they have any question. Meanwhile, other devotees are coming with their questions. Maharaj, I have my own question. So,
Yes.
Is it good to have an attachment to even to a devotees?
Yes, we should be attached to devotees. That is pure attachment for pure devotees. One thing. Yes. Why would you never to be separated from the Lord? Because of the attachment. It's like Raghunath Das Goswami wanted to commit suicide. After the disappearance of Sita Mahaprabhu, Sita Mahaprabhu disappeared. He couldn't tolerate the separation. He wanted to commit suicide. He has gone to Vrindavan to commit suicide. That was his intention. To go and climb Govardhan and jump off from there and disappear in that way. Sadhana Goswami, Rupa Goswami stopped him. Only by the request of this great personality that he stayed. Haridas Thakura, he told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all your pastimes, all your leaders are wonderful, complete, perfect, sweet, and I want to participate in all of them, but one I don't want to experience. Please, allow me to go before you go. It will be too much for me to bear if you go before me. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him the permission to go. He said, you are like this, my dear. You can decide to leave at any time you like. Who can stop you? Why? They cannot handle the separation because of their intense attachment. We should be attached to devotees. Yes. That is Krishna consciousness. Queens of Dwarka, they were so attached to their husband, Lord Sri Krishna, that when Krishna left, they couldn't function. Arjun. When Arjun went to Dwarka and discovered Lord Krishna, his friend had disappeared. Sukadeva Goswami said, Arjun became a different person. His body lost it, disappeared. His everything disappeared. Arjun became a person that his brother, Yudhishthira, couldn't recognize him. When Maharaj Yudhishthira saw Arjun, he said, what is this? Is it my brother? What has happened to you? Because of the pains of separation from Krishna, Arjun said, that person by whose mercy I was able to defeat people whom I cannot defeat, where is him? He has left me. How can I exist without him? Yes, we should be very much attached to pure devotees. Pure devotees should be very attached to them. And that will be the perfection of our life. Every morning we are singing that. Attachment to the lotus feet of the pure devotees, the perfection of fulfill all desires. That's the Quran. He gave us this. Yes. So we should be attached. A devotee who is not attached to the pure devotee cannot make it in Krishna consciousness. How are we going to have the energy to transcend? How are we going to be empowered? Our empowerment will come through the attachment we have. That attachment will make us to give in completely to Krishna consciousness. We should be attached. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is helping us to expand the glory of the devotees association. So he spoke through Srila Ramananda Rai. Sukadeva Goswami, in the second count of Bhagavatam, he told Maharaj Parikshit, my dear king, it is better for one to embrace alligator, a tiger, a dangerous and ferocious snake, than to associate and be attached to Kormis. Should be attached to Krishna. Very dangerous. Can you imagine that? Association and attachment with devotees. Sukadeva Goswami says, if we don't have that, we should prefer to embrace a tiger, an alligator, snakes. Yes. Let us develop attachment. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Yes,
Maharaj. Hare Radhe.
Yeah, Matsya Prabhu has one question. Matsya Prabhu,
Yes.
you can unmute yourself and ask the question, or you can put a chat message. Please ask.
Thank you for the question. Devotee and I wanted to ask. For example, if we have a devotee, especially a spiritual brother, who deviates from the movement, what shall be our posture? How can we help this devotee? Shall we be like, you know, try to help devotionally? Shall we may be more, you know, talk not only about Krishna, but how can we deal with this devotee who is not interested in Krishna anymore, but is our spiritual brother? How can we help him?
A spiritual brother or sister who is no more interested in Krishna consciousness, if the person is not practicing, he or she is not interested, and the person is inimical, we shouldn't associate with that person again. Because it will contaminate us. But if the devotee needs help, because the chance to be in difficulty is there, very prominent in this material world. So if a devotee, a brother or sister, is having difficulty, it's our duty to support, to help, if it is working. But if the person is not interested, what can be done? Is it better for us to at least have one person than to lose two? See, if the person is interested, we should support the person, help, encourage, invite the person at least to do some chanting, to read, to take some prasad, or to do some karma yoga somewhere. But if the person is not interested, not responding to our help, better for us to concentrate on our own practice. And as we say, with those who are interested. In the Bible, Jesus of the Christ said, if someone is not with us, then the person is not with us. Those who are with us, then we should give them chance to be with us by helping them. We cannot just be sentimental and waste our time with someone who is not interested. We cannot force people to take to Christian consciousness. We can advise and encourage people to take to Christian consciousness. If it is working, we should go ahead and do it. If it's not working, we should please don't waste our time. So first, we should try. But if it is not working, then we should give it up and face our practice. Maybe our purity will help the person eventually if we become pure. All right.
Yes, Gurudev, thank you.
Thank you. Any other question or comments? Okay, Maharaj, Jagannivas Prabhu has one question. Jagannivas,
yes.
Prabhu, you may please ask your question. Please unmute yourself and ask your question.
Okay, Hare Krishna to everyone.
Hare Krishna.
According to the point that Matsya has put into this, I have one dear devotee to me that is having some problems in his daily life, and he's not taking some principles, but it is not supposed that I have to know this, because this information has come in from another person. So what it has to be my position? Should I reach him like more in a superficial way, or knowing that he has this his problem, trying to help him in a direct way?
Yes, is clear? Since the person is having problem and you have not seen or heard directly from the person, but someone else has told you, it is better for you to check on the person, try to understand what is the problem, and do your best to assist. That is what you should do. And if you are offering some help, some assistance, and it is working, and the person is taking it, then you should continue to keep that association and help the person to eventually come back fully. But if you try and try and see that it is not working, then it's better to give up. So first thing, you have to go to the person and see what is the problem. Then try to see what you can do to help. That is where you should begin. So begin from there. All right.
Okay. Thank you, Gurudev.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Any other questions or comment? Matsya Prabhu has one more question to ask.
Okay. Go on.
Yeah. Matsya Prabhu, please ask.
Yeah. Here.
Okay. Last question. Sorry. for some devotees, especially here in our yatra, not having a relationship with the spiritual master has become like, you know, a normal thing, like compulsory. How can we help these devotees to understand the importance of the spiritual master without, you know, getting into, you know, some kind of offenses and etc.? Because some of them don't have a relationship with their spiritual master because they spiritual master have had problems or something like that. How can we encourage them to approach some other senior devotee or guru so they can take their shiksha and they take their instructions? How can we help them?
Yes, if one's spiritual master is having problem, we should understand. We should not just be foolish and continue to do things foolishly out of sentiment. We should be realistic and be pragmatic in our activities. So if one person was having difficulty, this our movement is so wonderful. So the Prabhupada has organized this movement in such a wonderful way that we don't only have our special master, we have our uncles and aunties and god brothers and god sisters are there. So if some difficulties are there, we should not be so disappointed and so devastated or so disheartened that we cannot continue our Christian career. We should take shelter, shiksha from another person and continue. We have so many brothers. Why Christians have given all these wonderful facilities? We have uncles are there. So it's a teamwork. This movement is a teamwork. And then this slogan we quote, Prabhupada build a house, increase the whole world can live. You build a house, means what? Just a house, we're just looking at the house. Everything is complete here. Prabhupada gave us a complete system that everything is here. We don't need to go anywhere for anything. So we should get closer to our special master. We should hear. If we are hearing, if we are reading carefully, we know the importance of a special master and how we have to be close to a special master. And if that problem is there because the special master has difficulty, get the shiksha from another god brother, god sister, or guru, and continue. We shouldn't live in the past. We should not try to live in the past. If you live in the past, we don't have the enthusiasm, the courage to continue. We'll be a failure. A successful devotee must always live in the present. While living in the present, prepare for the future. Yes. If one thinks, okay, it's only him that I have to have, and if he's not there, then also my spiritual life is finished. Then the person is a fool. Everything Krishna has arranged for us, it is our duty now to take advantage of what Krishna has arranged, Srila Prabhupada has given us. All right.
Yes, thank you, Gurudev. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Maharaj, one more question from Jagannivas Prabhu and Sukadev Prabhu.
Yes.
Sukadev Prabhu wants to know, what about in some cases when you try to help someone in a problem like God brothers and sisters, then you are being labeled the bad person?
Well, first of all, we should look at ourselves. Maybe our approach was not proper. Because if we correct someone out of false ego, it will react negatively. If you correct someone out of superiority complex, it will also react negatively. But if you correct someone, advise someone out of love, out of great concern, it will act very powerfully and bring a powerful change. But some people are really deviant. So even if you have good intention, even if you have a proper approach and sincerely approach them, they still be offended. In that situation, what can be done? You have to accept it like that. We'll try our best. If the result did not come the way we want it, then we should not break our head. But we have to do our duty. In Kali Yuga, people are not grateful. Even if you sacrifice, take a lot of risk to please some people, if you make some mistake, nobody will appreciate it. They will consider you to be a bad person, or you intentionally plan to do good, do bad to the people. Nobody will see the good intention there. That is the nature of the material world. But that should not stop us from doing our parts, because we are all responsible for our actions. All right, for the second part.
Yeah, my second, the second, if any devotee or fellow devotee, he leaves the movement, and calls him and encourages him to come back and join the movement again, back chant him, we send him messages and all these things. But he doesn't reply back to any of our approaches. He completely ignores us. So what should one do in such a situation?
Leave him or her. Okay. Don't have to break your head. Leave the person. We try sincerely our best to help somebody, and the person refuses. Leave the person. There is a saying that you can force a horse to the river, but you cannot force a horse to drink the water. So we try our best by encouraging the devotee who having difficulty. Sincerely, if we try sincerely, try to help. Encourage the person, visit the person, talk to the person, encourage to come back, and the person is not interested and ignoring you, please don't waste the time. Let us spend that time to chant Hare Krishna. Our Prabhupada says our part is not to convert people, we are to preach Krishna consciousness to people, not to combat people. We simply present Krishna consciousness to people, assist them, but the ego that we have convert and convince and I should not be there. You should try. People accept, you should go on. If they don't accept, you should stop. We should stop from there. Otherwise, it will become the number 9th offense to give the name to people who are faithless. Da-di-da-di.
Radhe Radhe. Maharaj, just the last question from Jagannivas Prabhu.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Jagannivas Prabhu, please ask your question. Hare Krishna, Jagannivas Prabhu. Are you there?
Yes, Prabhu.
Please ask your question.
Okay.
Please ask.
Guru Maharaj, the other day I have gone to the funeral of a relative. So, in a mood to be with my family, I stayed there chanting Hare Krishna and trying to get in the mood of a prayer to that person, getting closer to Krishna, even if she hasn't take any relationship with Krishna. And I know that the meaning of the Maha Mantra that Srila Prabhupada gave us was in the mood of asking for service to Krishna. So my question is, besides this meaning, you can use the Maha Mantra for a prayer to help other people.
Yes, you can chant Hare Krishna Mantra and offer it to the person we love. You can do that. And the best is that we become ourselves pure devotee. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakura Prabhupada said, a neophyte devotee means a person who just takes to Krishna consciousness, is not advanced, is not to the second platform yet, but is just neophyte, just trying his or her best by taking to Krishna consciousness. Even that person, 3 generations of his family member will be helped by Lord Krishna. So it's a powerful system. So it is better for us to try to become ourselves serious in our Krishna consciousness. And everything else will be taken care of by Lord Krishna. So nice. So wonderful. What a beautiful system. Yes. So if you become Madhyam Bhakta, 7 generations, if you become a Mahabhagwat, wonderful process. So we have every reason to take to Krishna consciousness. Every reason we have to take to Krishna consciousness. So let us take to Krishna consciousness and help not only ourselves, but to help all the living entities. His Holiness Bhakti Teacher Maharaj was giving class and he started crying. And after then he told devotees, I'm crying because all of you sitting here, most of you sitting here are thinking of giving up this Krishna consciousness. That means that you are very wicked. You don't want to help your family members. To practice Krishna consciousness, we help so many people. So to give up Krishna consciousness means that we're so wicked, we don't want to help even our family members. Therefore, we shouldn't give up Krishna consciousness for anything, for any reason. We have no reason. A sincere person has no reason to give up Krishna consciousness. A sincere person has every reason to practice Krishna consciousness, to become Krishna conscious. So if you become a serious devotee, that will solve all problems. Radhe Radhe.
Thank you, Gurudev.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna Maharaj. Please, I have a question.
Yes.
Hare
Krishna.
My question is,
okay,
Lord Gadadhara Pandit and Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in their past life as Radha and Krishna, they did display some lot of ecstatic symptoms that really, really captivated the heart of so many people in Vrindavan. And now, coming to this present age, we are practicing Krishna consciousness. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, he gave us Krishna consciousness. But can we really, really perform it in the way that they did back then in their own age, in their own time? Can we? Can we come to that level of really, really performing it and feeling it, or just performing, I don't know, like we are doing now, just performing it as just like that?
That is not Krishna consciousness. That is neophyte Krishna consciousness. Neophyte, crude, unrefined devotees. Krishna consciousness, that is what they showed us. We have to come to that level. So if you don't go to that level, then what is Krishna consciousness? Krishna consciousness doesn't mean rules and regulations. Krishna consciousness is beyond rules and regulations. Spontaneous devotion, say everything is based on love, has no material considerations. That is Krishna consciousness. So they came to show us the path, and we have to get to that point, that level. If you cannot get there, then what is Krishna consciousness? If you cannot experience what they had, then what is Krishna consciousness? What are we doing? Because it is possible and it can be attained. So they came and taught us. They showed the way. We have to get there. So we should not mechanically practice devotional activities and call it devotional service. We should go beyond. And that means we should have good association with those who are on that platform. Then by their mercy, we can be promoted to that level. The mercy comes when we have sincere service attitude. We are straightforward in our dealings. Not crookedness, not duplicity. So we have to understand the science of pure bhakti. And when we put that into practice, then everything becomes meaningful. The most necessary is a reality, it's a tangible object, we can experience it. And we have to get to that level. The process is given to us. We already have the process. It's a matter of our application. Yes. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
On behalf of all the devotees, I thank you for coming and giving your association, Maharaj. Thank you once
Hare,
again.
Hare.
Radha Radha, Gadadhara Pandit ki jai, Shri Srimad Bhaktivedanta Ramana Goswami Maharaj ki jai. Thank you, Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.